and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Whoa, Dad. Figured you'd want to hear some surf music in this weather, eh?
Yeah, slushes up.
That was the Challengers' Bonsai Washout, the Gold Tones with Gutterball, Gene Gray and the Stingers, Surfer's Mood, the Vaqueros and 80-Foot Wave. We opened up with the Hustlers and Inertia. This is The Hound, this is WFMU, and we're back. We have the entire radio family assembled for the first time in many a moon. What is that?
Readily trying to hog the camera.
Roll call. Miss Sally.
Hi.
Denois.
Hey.
Il Bruch.
Yeah.
Hound. All right. That's what do we got for you today? Well, we did the surf set already.
We got personality galore. That's for sure.
We got a Hillbilly Hangover, tribute to Slim Harpo because it was his birthday yesterday.
Cool.
Soul Caboose, a VOM set featuring Il Bruch, some. We have the debut of the Great Gaylord record. Got a set of Satellite Trash.
Space Junk, you mean?
No, these are definitely satellite songs. All satellites. Could be a Dodge car or something circling the Earth.
Oh, I see.
And a lot of crummy old rock and roll records.
$20,000 pyramid.
A little bit of news. And we got a little, a very small interview with our Media Star of the Year. Mm-hmm. Courtesy of Chris T.
Chris T's our Media Star of the Year?
No, Daniel Rakowitz is our Media Star of the Year.
Yeah, Chris T was
16 seconds worth.
On tape?
Yeah, we'll Beautiful. Get to that in a little while.
Is it his acceptance speech?
Right, exactly.
Chris at Mojo reminded me that Dan Rakowitz actually walked into his store one time and advised him that like all of his guitars ought to be free because that's like the only fair way.
That's true. Mm. I agree with that.
Just like food, free food, huh?
Mm-hmm. And free POT, you know?
Yeah.
Dan was really thinking.
Well, nothing's free.
Yeah, not even Swiss food.
All right, this is the last Hound show before the war, so let's kick it off.
Drink
with
up.
Garland Davis.
I got a girl.
let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Well, all is reeling and rocking, rolling over, all is rolling, strolling. Gibbs is going, all is romping, stomping. Really moves us well, we're reeling and rocking. Keep on moving, well, we'll reel and we'll rock, we'll really move. Well, all through Albuquerque and the USA, all the cats are rocking as they swing and sway. Everybody, everybody rocks. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat. They clap their hands and they stomp their feet. They really move. Across the nation, rock and roll's the best. From the north to the south, to the east and west. Everybody, everybody rocks. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat. They clap their hands and they stomp their feet. They really move. This world over, all this worldwide. Everybody's swinging from side to side. Everybody, everybody rocks. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat. They clap their hands and they stomp their feet. They really move.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care if you go. Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care if you go. Well, you big fat mama, and you don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama. You don't move me no more. Well, I told you I love you. You laugh and call me a fool. Well, I told you I love you. You laugh and call me a fool. Well, I don't care, baby. You don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Are you to move me no more? Well, a guitar, yeah. Moving no more. Well, a big and then a bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, a big and then a bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, I don't care, baby. I won't wanna be free. Well, a big fat mama. Woo, big fat mama. Yeah, big fat mama. Oh. You don't move me no more.
This is a hit!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, that's the hound. That's a WFMU East Orange. How was the Rivingtons' Mama Uma Mau Mau?
Certainly was.
Counting backwards, we heard Ronnie Moline and Fat Mama, Tiny Moray, with Al Hurricane's Orchestra.
Wouldn't that be Orchestra?
Everybody Rocks. And the Eminons and Eminon Rock. And we opened up with Garland Davis with the Spot Barnett Orchestra. I got a gal over there. Anyway.
What?
What up?
What?
No brooch.
What?
What?
Nothing.
Well, shall we hear the media star of the year acceptance speech?
What's up with you?
It involves me traveling about 10 feet backwards to the cart deck.
Well, we should work up to that.
Yeah, that seems like more sort of a further frenzy kind of thing.
Well, seeing as you guys have the news, well, do we have things to announce? World famous Blue Jays Monday at the Lone Star is all I know.
Aren't they playing at Beowulf? Can I have some echo for
that? A week from Saturday.
Yeah,
a week from today.
Beowulf.
We'll talk about it next week when it'll stay fresher in people's minds.
Uh-huh. Will they be
happy
singing
birthday, Wild Girl, by the way.
Yes, happy English birthday, girl.
Yeah.
Wild Girl and Slim Harpo have the same birthday, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did they exchange gifts this year?
Slim Harpo's dead.
Oh.
So probably not.
I didn't even know he was sick.
Well, what's happening in the news front, kids?
Bruce has a story. I got something little.
Oh, boy.
Dan, is that the same coffee you had when we left?
I jazzed it up a little bit, but, yeah, it's the same.
It's been augmented like that wine. 8 vehicles hit a man and only one stops. Orlando, Florida. 8 vehicles ran over and fatally injured a pedestrian on a busy street Tuesday night, and the police say only one driver stopped. Quote, nobody even hit their brakes, said Officer Paul Shirley. Officer Paul, don't call me Shirley. There wasn't a single skid mark. Officer Jeff Galt said he had seen lights on several cars bounce up and down as the vehicle struck the man. Sorry for laughing, Mom. The victim had stopped breathing by the time a police officer finally stopped traffic on the street. The man, a transient believed to be in his mid-30s, had a blood alcohol level of 0.23%, more than twice the level needed for a legal finding of intoxication, and probably about half the level of most of the drivers that plowed over.
Where did this happen, Bruce?
Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay.
It happens in New York a lot. I've been a hit-and-run victim twice.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine was killed by a hit-and-run driver in New York. No, folks, when you hit somebody, stop, Take them to the hospital if they have to. Call an ambulance, you know.
Wait for them to get out of the hospital and hit them again.
It's really,
Dan?
Yeah, small one here. Among the name change proceedings listed for Santa Clara, California in July was a petition by a young boy originally named Pitbull Shotgun Collier.
He's going to have his name changed to change Rottweiler Luger Collier?
Yeah, Rottweiler
Poodle Luger. Feather Duster Collier?
Yeah, that's
he
it.
He wants to be called Peter Collier.
Can I have his old name?
What was his dad's name? Scene.
I think it's one of like Paul Kantner and Grace Slick's kids.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's one of Charles Manson's kids.
Squeaky Fromm's.
What became of the Manson children?
Love child. They're probably living in prison with mom. Mm.
That's not the way it works.
Mom's plural. Oh, no, yeah. They do that.
Let's get the PSA out of the way. During winter cold and flu season, children are especially vulnerable to sinus infection.
So let them in the house after all.
Parents should investigate any cold symptoms that last longer than 4 to 6 weeks. Call the Center for Sinus and Nasal Disease to receive free information packet on sinus and nasal disorders. That's 1-800-MD-SINUS. Public service announcement from WFMU.
WFMU.
And the Hound's Nose.
With you in mind.
Yeah, how's that nasty bug
WFMU
you got
WFMU, where World Beat lives.
Not very, it's not treating me too good.
No?
Anyway.
Well, you're lovely even in death there, Part.
It's, yesterday was Slim Harpo's birthday, or would have been, but he died like 20 years ago. 1970 he died, I think. And of all the Jimmy Reed imitators, he was the coolest because he had the most tremolo on his amp.
Yeah, no kidding. Great drummer, too.
He wasn't a great drummer.
No, but the guy he had playing drums on his records, If You Follow Me,
was a
really great drummer.
Now we got it. Okay, anyway, you know, he wrote a lot of, probably the most commercially successful bluesman of the...
He did write all of Creedence Clearwater Revival's best songs.
I was going to mention that, yeah. The Stones and Creedence certainly went a long way with his sound. The Creedence guitar riff is basically the Slim Harpo riff. And, you know, Got Love If You Want It, I'm a King Bee, tons of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Raining in My Heart, which Neil Young did a terrible version of.
On what?
His
the horn
Goofy
album?
Rockabilly album.
The Goofy Rockabilly album or the Goofy False Blues album?
No, the Goofy Rockabilly album.
Yeah, there was a lot of terrible versions of good songs on that.
But he is the man who named the blues Hangover, and for that alone, we got a couple of rare outtake kind of things here, and also a couple of the biggies, and a couple of ones that I just personally really like.
A big birthday Sig Howdy from Beyond the Grave to Slim Harpo.
Mr. Slim Harpo.
Now that's a whoop, Jenny. believe I'm going back on the stem now with James Rudolph and Tomcat. Get my head bad again. Don't seem like nothing's going right for me today. All right. Here I go. Same old thing again. Look out now.
Just can't help myself. Well, she's little and low, she built up on the ground. Every time she kisses my love, I'm down. And I'm wild about my baby. Just wild about my baby. I'm wild about my baby, and I just can't help myself. Complexion in her angel face, and I'm wild about my baby. Yes, I'm crazy about you, baby. I'm wild about my baby, and I just can't help myself. Walking downtown, wanted to see who was hanging around. And the first guy that I met wanted to bum a cigarette. Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. Ain't no joke, I really need a smoke, so give me a cigarette. Further down the street, when another guy chanced to me, he says, "Buddy, I'm flat broke. Won't you please give me a smoke? Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. Ain't no joke, I really need a smoke, so give me a cigarette." There was another guy named Joe. Came to my house and knocked on the door. Says, "Buddy, what do you need?" He says, "I gotta have a weed. Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. It ain't no joke, I really need a smoke, so give me a cigarette. I wish I knew the reason these guys continue to smoke. They won't buy their own, they won't roll their own, because they always broke, they always vomit cigarettes. Oh, cigarette. It ain't no joke, they always keep me broke, I vomit my cigarettes."
Just spend your good thing. Baby, just spend your good thing. But I won't be a good thing for you no more. Baby, I gave you true love. Baby, I gave you true love. But I want love anymore. Saint, but baby, I know different. Oh, darling, I know you ain't. I know that I been a good thing for you, baby. I've just been your good thing, but I won't be a good thing for you no more. Tina, Nina, no. Now will you love me? Will you hold me? Will you squeeze me? Come on, don't tease me. Tell me the truth. Ain't you my Tina, Nina, no? Everybody's watching you. You looking good, baby. Ain't that the truth? Now when you're through, come be my Tina, Nina, no.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
All right, this is the Hound, and just a sampling of some of the dozens of great records Slim Harpo made. Just sort of a...
Fit it all. Boogaloo.
Slim Harpo Radio.
Yeah, tried to pick a little of every fast one, a slow one, a sad one, a stupid one.
The blue one, yeah.
Mm. So we heard Tina Ni Na Nu. As Bruce pointed out, there's a lot of bad bar bands doing that song.
Including Alex Chilton.
Well, I liked the way he did it. Mm. I've Been Your Good Thing, Cigarette, that's a unreleased thing that came out on some British bootleg, Wild About My Baby, and we opened up with Blues Hangover.
Pertaining to.
Hey, so,
hi-ya.
Last week we named our media star of the year, Daniel Rakowitz, mm-hmm. and we could not get a hold of him in prison. He is starting his trial this week, I believe.
Did he? Did they fulfill his request of having a jury entirely of pot smokers?
They haven't picked a jury yet, no. So if you get something in the mail, you might want to show up this time. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Let's get to his personal comments. This involves me traveling backwards 10 feet, so why don't you...
Travel with us, won't you, folks?
It will be worth it.
Take the trip with
sure.
the Hound on the rolling casters of the imagination.
Here he comes back.
Sally loves it when I do this.
Yeah, I'm back. Okay. Here it comes.
I was actually going behind the cops and telling
them, we can't hear it.
Hey, you know, I see y'all talking about, you know, your own personal stuff, but what about somebody crazy like me that would come behind you that just totally hates
Are you sure
cops.
This isn't Frank Zappa?
It was just like nothing more than just take off all your heads while you was looking the other direction.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah, why not?
Sal, would you like to, listen in?
Come to me, my dear.
We're passing around the headphones here. We'll play it for you one more time. This is courtesy of Chris T. He's taking Brian's special weapons and tactics position while Brian's in Europe.
I was actually going behind the cops and telling them, hey, you know, I see y'all talking about, you know, your own personal stuff, but what about somebody crazy like me that would come behind you that just totally hates cops and would just like nothing more than just take off all your heads while you was looking the other direction?
Yeah.
Wow, sounds exactly like people I went to high school with.
Headhunter, yeah.
He has that nice Valley Girl accent.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like the, what do you really call that sort of voice?
You call that a Southern slack jaw is what you call that. What that is somebody that would ordinarily have a light Southern accent that's done much too much acid.
Yeah.
Our buddy Brett, you remember how he talked?
Right, Brett Wright.
He certainly
had, it's sort of like the paint huffer's drawl.
Precisely.
I guess.
You called it.
That's it.
It was a friend of Clint's who tried to jump off a water tower down in Knoxville, climbed on top of the water tower and said, I'm going to kill myself and nobody loves me because I huffs paint.
Nobody loves me because I huffs paint.
Well, that was a real
Sterling
good.
Park Mushmouth, as we call it, for FX Count.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Where
Daniel Rakowitz, a man after your own head.
No. Yeah, well, if you're a cop.
Anyway, what else is in the news there?
Go under canoes.
Civil rights desk or
Bruce?
I guess.
So sure,
what you want me to fire first?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Judge's record ripped. Citizens Action Group yesterday labeled as atrocious the civil rights record of Florida jurist Kenneth L. Reiskamp.
Yeah.
Whom President George Bush
pronunciation.
Recently, yeah, really renominated to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Senate sources said Reiskamp appears headed for a rocky confirmation process. Here's why. People for the American Way yesterday said Reiskamp has ruled in favor of defendants 90% of the time in cases involving civil rights claims. And he's been reversed 6 times by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. In several of the civil rights cases, apparently, he erroneously set aside jury verdicts in favor of the plaintiffs and ruled on his own in favor of the defendant. In one such case, Reiskamp overturned a jury finding for a group of black males who were attacked by police dogs in West Palm Beach, Florida. Apparently, he told one plaintiff who had no criminal record and was badly mauled by the dogs, quote, it might not be inappropriate to carry around a few scars to remind you of your wrongdoing in the past. Go figure.
Yeah.
Justice is blind, dumb, stupid, hateful, racist.
And painful.
Yeah.
And presidentially endorsed.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. On a lighter note, excuse me, from the corrections column, in a July Fresno, California Bee, I guess that's a newspaper.
That's BEE.
Quote, an item in Thursday's issue about the Massachusetts budget crisis made references to new taxes that will help put Massachusetts, quote, back in the African American. The item should have said, back in the black.
But until then, Massachusetts will be in the Native American.
Exactly.
Zing.
Well,
an African American.
We didn't do a Hillbilly Hangover or Soul Caboose last week. We can do either one right now.
Hillbilly Caboose.
A Soul Hangover?
Soul Hangover.
What do you think?
Hillbilly, please.
I'd rather hear the Hillbilly.
I listened to a bunch of Jerry Lee last night, country.
Oh, we got some Jerry. We do
Jerry
have
Lee
some,
country.
We got some Jerry Lee in our.
You mind reader?
And I am
the Hillbilly Hangover. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, good. One you might have never heard before.
Beauty, babe.
But we're gonna kick it off with. I know I play this one a lot, but I really love this song. Don Gibson. Gonna give myself a potty.
Of my life, so if you don't wanna love me, baby, that'll be alright. I'm gonna take all the loving that I have for you. I'm gonna take all the loneliness, sit right down with the blues. I'm gonna give myself a party. I'm gonna give myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how it used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party.
I've never drank anything other than wine and whiskey and beer, but...
Well, I drink just about anything that has alcohol in it. Bay rum, Pink Lady, which is known as canned heat in most places, denatured alcohol, and I have heard tell of taking, of straining this radiator alcohol through rye bread. Now, I don't know whether I ever had any of that or not, but if anybody run it through the bread, I imagine I drank it because I drank with them kind of people.
Going down that old back end, drinking that old pussy gin. Baby,
state your credentials.
Well, I'm 39 years old, and I've been around 3 years.
I'm 65 years old, and my first attempt on Skid Row was about 1945.
I'm 50. I've been in this life about 15 years.
I'm 61. I've been around Skid Row for about 25 years.
I walk down a lonely highway. I've been drinking that no good wine. And I'm always searching for a treasure I'll never find. I ain't going nowhere, 'cause there's nowhere I can go. So I guess I'm doomed to die on old Skid Row. Lord, I had money to burn till I started in roaming down a road that has no turn. There are no intersections on this one-way lonely street where Skid Row mocks the lost soul of the thief. To show others what I see, perhaps I could turn them back. There's no turning back for me. I'm so hopelessly lost now, where the stream of sorrow flows. Just a poor, helpless devil on old Skid Row. Down a path that has no end. Oh Lord, please show your guidance to this fool that does not know. The despair that haunts me here on old Skid Row.
Traditional reasons for living on Skid Row are the low cost of living and public toleration of extreme drinking. Why did you go to Skid Row?
Skid Row to me is where people don't care how you look and people don't ask any questions.
I've been a lot more lonesome since you called, but it's also true, I know. Everything you told me on the phone is what I dreaded so. In my lonely room, it ain't nothing but gloom, and I'm crying to the walls. A man plays the field, but it's a bad, bad deal. What's he really for? I keep thinking about you, honey, all the time. It ain't never gonna change no how. I've been a lonesome man for the most of my life, but I'm a lot more lonesome now. I've been a lot more lonesome since you called, but it's also true, I know. Everything you told me on the phone is what I dreaded so. At
patio hangout, it don't seem the same. Bright lights don't ease my mind. Old flames are there, but they just leave me cold. I've really got it bad this time. I keep thinking about you, honey, all the time. It ain't never gonna change no how. I've been a lonesome man for the most of my life, but I'm a lot more lonesome now. I've been a lonesome man for the most of my life, but I'm a lot more lonesome now.
Even though many of these middle-aged men have had no previous experience with musical instruments, they begin to make musical sounds right from the start. Let's listen in to hear how it is done.
Start a playing around. Your baby's gonna tear your playhouse down. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You'll be moaning and a groaning. Lord, you better keep it on your mind. Now wrong is wrong and right is right. If you make a snake mad, he's sure gonna bite. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
I've had it proven to me. Lord, you better keep it on your mind. Every fuss with a woman's got the same old end. I don't believe the good Lord meant for a man to win. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind. Be singing low and lonesome, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. If you make your baby mad and she says goodbye, there ain't a thing you can do but sit at home and cry. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better call her sweet mama, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. If the judge says tear $40 a week, you dig up the money or you'll work the street. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
When you're wearing striped breeches, son, it's gonna stay on your mind. So kiss her every morning and love her every night. Boy, you can't win no matter if you're right. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better heed this warning, Lord. You better keep it on your mind.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. It's the Hound, and that was Hillbilly Hangover by Den's request. We heard the old sorry-ass Hank Williams, keep it on your mind.
I do.
Counting backwards, Jimmy Skinner, I'm a lot more lonesome now. Jerry Lee Lewis, Skid Row. Don Wade, Busthead Gin, and we opened up with Don Gibson. I'll retire that one after this for at least a year. How's that? Give myself a party. Sit down at the Wild Girl, giving herself a birthday. Happy birthday, Wild Girl.
Doing just that.
Happy birthday, America.
Anyhow, in the news, is there's a big brouhaha about this new wine cooler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the 20-proof, the high
test. I'm going to turn your mic off if you don't quit making that noise.
What is up with that? So who's bumping and crashing out there?
I can't hear.
Well, don't play with it then. It'll never heal.
Okay.
It's called Cisco. It's a new wine.
It's good.
New wine cooler product, which the Surgeon General is calling a wolf in sheep's clothing. Evidently, wine cooler is the teenager's drink of choice.
What was Boone's Farm like for us is coolers for them,
right,
I guess.
It looks like wine cooler. It smells like wine cooler, but it isn't. It's incredibly potent, potentially lethal alcoholic beverage. It appears bright and bubbly and perfectly benign.
And green.
Where do we get some?
In any liquor store.
Really?
That's the same company's coming out with jellyfish, I think.
A Cisco? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, a 12-ounce bottle of Cisco.
Oh, Cisco.
Is as potent as 5 shots of 80 to 100 proof vodka.
Yeah.
And a 100-pound person
more tasty.
Could die of acute alcohol poisoning from just 2 bottles.
Well, that's thankfully 40, I'm not a 100-pound person.
Proof. I mean,
so we salute you, the Canadegio Wine Company, which has marketed Cisco.
Death merchants like and just plain fun guys.
Yeah. Oh, here he is. Here's a good quote. The one unnamed editorialist in today's Newsday called it the fruit-flavored wine liquid crack.
Yeehaw.
The Hitler of wines.
Yeah. And is smooth, too.
This is WFMU East Orange, by the way, mm-hmm. don't you know? And coming up, we still have, let's see, let me check off what we did. We did Hillbilly Hangover.
I remember that part.
We did the Slim Harpo Blues Hangover. Soul
That's
Caboose.
Getting distant in my memory.
We got a VOM featuring the debut of the great Gaylord record and the new A-Bones 45.
Yeah, the new A-Bones B-side.
We got our set of satellite rock and roll. We got a vibe report at 4:30. Somebody keeps calling when we're on mic and hanging up when we get off mic. So let's stay on mic for a really long time. Anyway, anything else in the news, guys? I don't know. What do you got? What's going on?
Somebody took away my file.
Another quickie from the...
that was me.
Page 2 of Good Times 22nd Anniversary issue.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Dan. Now they can sue us.
Thanks to the Universal Press Syndicate here for News of the Weird. Robert Percy went on trial again for rape in Elmore, Vermont in October after a 1982 conviction was overturned. Percy is using an insanity defense, claiming he had a flashback to his time fighting in Vietnam and mistakenly thought he was raping a Vietnamese woman.
Which would have made it okay.
Jesus Christ.
It's not so much that he came up with that defense. His lawyers should go to jail with him.
They're less than human anyway, right?
Brainstorming session that went into that one.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
But float this one by him.
Hey, Anheuser-Busch has an 800 number. Tell him to can the beer tax. Call toll-free 1-800-33-TAXES, T-A-X-E-S.
And not that goes, T-E-X-A-S.
That was sent in by Cub reporter Greg Boyer.
Does Camel cigarettes have a 1-800 number? Can the Camel?
I don't know.
Celebrity
stupid ugly thing.
Can the Camel? Its tail's too high.
Yeah.
It loser in the news department, I guess, coming out of the Hillbilly Hangover. Governor Richard Celeste yesterday commuted country singer Johnny Paycheck's sentence for a barroom shooting and ordered his immediate release. Says here he stipulated that Paycheck 51, whose real name is Donald Eugene Little?
Mm-hmm.
Both? Hyphenated? Jailed since February 1989, served 200 hours of community service and, quote, remain alcohol-free, end quote. So no Cisco for him. Celeste, a Democrat who leaves office Monday, says he hopes Paycheck, quote, uses his talents to share a positive message of sobriety with young people. Time served.
This guy Celeste is doing a lot of that. He's going over all the books of women who are in prison for shooting.
For killing their old men?
Yeah, and reviewing all the cases and letting some of them off.
Some of them are in jail for an incredible amount of time.
Uh-huh.
He's a new governor,
but
then?
Sally's turning to make bumping noises, by the way, folks.
He wants to do national politics, so he's trying to be a nice guy.
Please, everyone, country fans, women, etc.
Make more room in the prisons for.
Well, they'll go out and vote for them.
Heads.
Dan, you got a record in your hand. I rarely see you holding a record. What do you got there?
I was flipping through. You were playing, doing the Hillbilly Hangover, and I was flipping through the bin, and you
Dan
went
thought
on
he'd help Daddy.
I didn't want to leave you stranded here, so I brought the record in that I was looking at. I just noticed that there was a.
You get that, folks?
Okie from Muskogee by Roy Rogers on this record.
With Trigger chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. Anyway, let's get to that Soul Caboose that we didn't do last week.
The oft talked about.
Choo-choo.
Kick it off with Little Frankie Edwards and House Wreckers.
Hey, Sally!
Hey, Sally!
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 You know you took my money.
Hey, man, what you finna do? Get some Queen Bee barbecue? Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some ribs and a hot pepper and some potato salad? And bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me $5 so I can get some of that fine Queen Bee barbecue?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, Queen Bee barbecue.
Mm-hmm. That sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue there.
Barbecue?
Oh, it's so good. Man, is something brand new at Queen Bee Barbecue. Now, Queen Bee gets a drive-through window.
Barbecue, please.
Yeah, say, baby, give me some of that barbecue chicken. Give me one wang and a short thigh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you like some
fries? Yeah. Fries? Say, girl, what's the matter with you? Give me some pig skin. You got pig skin?
Yes, we do. We have pig skin.
Yeah, well, look here. Give me some pig skin, baby, all right? Oh, hold on.
We'll
see. Wait a minute. How much is that?
That's
$1.84. Oh, wait a minute, baby. Oh, yeah. Give me a small red soda water with that, all right? And be sure to put some extra napkins in a stack, all right, baby?
Yes, sir.
Give me some extra salt, too.
Would you
grab some,
please?
Brand new at Queen Bee. And it's waiting for you. Drive through and see and enjoy Queen Bee barbecue. So good.
Some of y'all
tell you about a little trouble I had, that's all. You know, I woke up early one morning, children. But before I go any further, I just want to tell you that I didn't have but two eggs for my breakfast that morning. And children, the cat had to jump up on the table and knock them off, and now they're gone. But I did have a strip of bacon in an icebox, children. But when I switched on my gas, I found a man that cut my gas off. Just then I went to my front door and picked up my newspaper. And when I sat down in my old easy chair, children, when I switched on the lights, I found a man that cut my lights off too. Just then I felt so bad that I just wanted to take me a little ride. And I went outside and got in my 1938 Cadillac. And I turned the corner, children, and my car gave out of gas, and I had to walk right back home. Just as I was walking through my front door, I heard the phone when it rang. And the only girl in the world that I ever loved, children, called me and said, Clarence, I want you to loan me $5. But Lord, it hurt me so bad when I had to tell her that I didn't have but 50 cents of my name, and it had a hole in it, and she put me down. Then, children, about 12 noon, I got a letter in the mail, and it said that if I didn't have my rent by 5 o'clock, that I was going to have to drive home. Lord, I felt so bad then that I just wanted to sit down and sing me a song. I guess I would have sang a song, children. I guess I would have sang a song that I had never sang before in my whole life. I guess I would have sang Part-Time Love, but Johnny Taylor hadn't recorded it at that time. Then I guess I would have sang I Need to Belong to Someone, but Jerry Butler hadn't recorded his at that time. Feel the tears when they ran down my eyes.
That's right. Now you can get that fine tasting barbecue whenever you take the mind to it. Say, man, we split that little game just in time.
Sure did.
Yeah, man.
Say, boo, I think the police saw her, man.
Say, man, I was rolling them hot, weren't I?
Sure.
Yeah, man. Say, did you count your bread yet, man?
Sure did. Say, man, where we headed?
Say, man, we finna go over to Cream Bee Barbecue and eat about 50 pound of rib, man. Can you dig
it? Yeah, all right.
Say, man, turn the jam up for me.
Please?
Yeah, baby, look here. I need six order of rib, two quarter potato salad, four pepper, peanut roundup, and one moon pie, baby. And bring it all fair because I am one hungry man. Look out now.
Say, man.
Say, do you hear what I hear, man?
Say, baby, can you hear that order? We in a real fast, big hurry.
Oh, man, how the dude know where we was, man?
When a man need barbecue after three, ain't but one place to go. And that's Queen Bee.
Now, everybody knows Queen Bee never cold. Mmm, so good.
Doodle, honey, got it!
Yeah!
Folks, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound, and that's a soul caboose.
Okay, on three, everybody wiggle their mics and make weird bumping sounds.
Yeah. What do we hear there? Derek Martin, by request, Daddy Rollin' Stone. We heard King Coleman, Do the Hully Gully. Clarence Ash with Trouble I've Had. Otis Clay, Easier Said Than Done. And we opened up with Little Frankie Edwards and the House Wreckers and Sally Lou.
I like that song.
And we're awaiting vibe time. Anybody got a vibe prediction?
Pre-vibe tension breaker? Oh, I think I hear those magical bells. Somebody want to set up the monitor thing in there?
Okay.
Okay. That's DD remote.
Okay.
Whoops. A little loud, hon. It's going to feed back.
Roscoe.
Yo, the Hound.
No, it's good, Sally. It's good.
How goes it?
I'm just picky. I'm not capable.
Pretty good. I mean... Are the kids behaving?
Well, they got. No. Well, now that everybody's got their own mic, everybody can rub it and make lots of horrible noises if they can't hear because they're not listening in monitors, and then they can argue a lot at the same time while I'm trying to talk.
You know what you need for next week?
It's pretty cool.
It's a revolution.
You need some headphone extension cords.
Well, we need two more headphone jacks.
We want to go...
No, you can buy these.
Oh.
I got a couple of Ys.
Don't everybody talk
at the same time.
I think with El Brooch, it's like trying to put headphones on a dog.
Is he on the volume controls?
No, I have separate volume controls for all three of them, but they keep moving different distances from the mic.
Well,
so
you should be able to rule from your position.
I actually have one master volume that I can send all three of them way low on, but...
Which I'm sure he's been doing.
No. We've been kind of an equal opportunity hound so far.
Yeah.
Listening.
Oh, good. Roscoe, what's up?
Oh, just kind of goofing around here. I got the four-track going. I got I sort of plugged in the stereo. Brian just dropped by, and the chair was on his way. I had to get him off the phone because, you know, it was vibe time.
Brian Redfellow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Hey, and our photog just arrived right during the vibe report.
Excellent.
So the photographer, the Hound... In the front, the family tastefully to the side.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't see Scotty Moore on the back of Elvis album.
Yeah, where's the stylist?
I don't get it.
Did you get a stylist?
A stylist, what, for my hair?
For the turntable?
Do you got, you know, a special black sweatshirt on today, or?
Yeah, well, I got the one without the cat hair on it.
Oh, great.
Well, I keep it in, like, a plastic bag for photo sessions.
Freeze-dried and microwavable.
That's cool.
So what is the vibe today? Well,
today's vibe is just sort of a, you know, get-it-together January kind of vibe. Funky weather, people, snowball fights. I know it's not a full moon, but people were pretty strange outside last night. The snowstorm thing and the who knows what. George Bush broke into the football games to say that he got the Senate approval to push the button.
Oh, great. Cool.
But, you know, it was good. Channel 2 actually preempted him after a while when he didn't say anything good, and they went back to the 49ers Redskins game. I thought that was pretty good. You know, like Cosby, he can push back sporting events, but Bush really can't.
But for a major war, they can break in and let you know.
As long as Cosby's declaring it.
Three days before they draft the whole offensive line.
Yeah, I think they need the cause actually to speak to the people, because Bush, he just doesn't have... Yet, you know, when they would show those pictures of Nixon, and Jimmy Carter especially aged incredibly during his short stay.
Right.
But Bush is, right now, he's got like that pre-aneurysm look going.
He had a facelift. He's got that tight, tight smile thing and the weird thing by his eyes. He definitely had, he might be the first president that had the plastic surgery.
Well, Jack,
on his face.
Jack,
what do they call it?
That he's been putting pickle juice on his face.
But Jack's been doing
Jack
that?
Jack would know.
No, that's what Bush has done. It's like what hookers used to do, like in the mid-1800s.
Yeah, he looks like a plastic surgery kind of guy.
Basic pre-war astringent alternative.
He took the knife.
Yeah, I think so. You think Barbara Bush got the boob implants?
Nah.
Yeah, but I think she got him in her butt.
Yeah, I think she's 100% cotton, you know?
How about it?
No silicone there. Yeah, how about it, I guess. I don't know, I mean, you got some records queued?
Yeah, we got one that Il Bruch played on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so Il Bruch makes his debut as an R&B session man.
Ah, that's good.
There
well,
it is.
It's the duty of the hound to delight
and
sort piss
of
off the audience.
The Mickey Baker of Stanton Street, you know? So,
oh, that's good. Kind of a Lower East Side, kind of hogfoot, ham hand, super duper, speaker blowing, drink swilling, money spending,
cigarette grubbing.
See you later.
More. Roscoe.
It seemed like he was building towards something.
I think his food delivery must have just arrived up six flights of stairs. Well, that was our vibe report for today. And we got the debut of the Great Gaylord record. First time anybody's ever heard it outside of the immediate...
This is our A-Bones Gaylord's Norton Record Policy Declaration of Solidarity with the peoples of the Lower East Side. And it's entitled Squat With Me, Baby.
I hope Gaylord's folks are listening. I told him to go call his parents. Here we go.
This is a hit! Around the TV, making up a song. Just a new dance that's a really taking over. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your honey.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your baby. While the squatting is
good. So good.
All the DJs are spinning this sound. All the little girls are high like a hound. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your honey.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your baby. While the squatting is
good.
To the E, squat to the west, squat to the girl, girl, the eye of the bear. Let me squat it with your baby.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your darling.
Squat, squat.
Let me squat it with your baby. While the squatting is good.
Go.
Squat! Squat!
Each one night in June, it's a bit aside, they were squatting on the moon. Let me squatter with your baby.
Squatter, squatter.
Let me squatter with your honey.
Squatter, squatter.
Let me squatter with your baby. While I'm squatting is a good. All the DJs are fitting this sound. All the little girls are howling. Let me squatter with your baby.
Squatter, squatter.
Let me squatter with your darling.
Squatter, squatter.
Let me squatter with your baby. While I'm squatting is a good.
Squatter, squatter, squatter.
Squatting be around for a long, long spell. Even all the cats are squatting in jail. Let me squatter with your baby.
Squatter, squatter.
Let me squatter with your honey.
Squatter, squatter.
Let me squatter with your baby. While I'm squatting is a good.
Squatter, squatter, squatter.
Come on, baby. Let me squat with you a little. Yeah, you know I'm the only one for you. I'll teach you how to squat. I'll squat with the ease for you. I don't even know how to squat for you, what that even means. But I'll do it for you. What? What do you mean you saw me squat with somebody else? That's not true. I'm a one-woman squatter. I'll squat with you, nobody else but you. I just want to squat, and I think you do too. So why don't you and me do a little squat to the ease? And then maybe we'll squat to the west. And then we'll just squat, squat, squat. You don't want to squat with me. You squat, squat with me. I mean squat. Just please squat with me. Don't make it beg. I'm a man who would like to beg for my squat.
No, I make it home. I said, oh no, we gotta go now. Come on now,
you out of the
way. Oh no, gotta go now. Night and day, I feel it slip. Never know, I make it home. I'm a ship, I think it's there.
Hi everybody, this is Doug Sum and you're listening to The Hound.
Woo!
WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
baby, baby, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Uh-huh. Well, the moon's out tonight, stars shining bright. Oh, I love in your beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, I'm falling in love.
This is a hit!
Back in the jungle.
Well, that was our combination vom set, photo session,
photo jungle,
and self-promotion.
Featuring the indomitable guitar stylings of Il Bruch.
Yeah.
Heard on that last record, the A-Bones. Is that going to be on the LP?
No, that's a non-LP B-side.
I'm Snowed, appropriately test pressed up for the big weather here.
Yeah, I'm Slushed.
The
I guess it should be called. Yeah, it's from an unreleased a non-album 45 B-side from our the A-Bone's own version of Hotel California.
And the only record company...
Life of Riley.
Oh, there's two record companies dumb enough to still press up 45s, and they're both personal friends of the Hounds.
There it is.
Counting backwards, Link Ray, Beautiful Brown Eyes from 1990. Doug Somm, Baby It Just Don't Matter, The Swamp Rats with Louis Squared. And we opened up with the great Gaylord. Il Bruch and the A-Bones are on that one also. Squat With Me, Baby.
Too bad we couldn't have him here doing it.
Well, we're going to bring out the great Gaylord for Anti-White Week. When the record gets to the stores one of these days, we'll bring out...
You mean when the record gets to the store?
The store. The store that carries 45s. Well, when people go out and buy the record, we're going to bring out the great Gaylord. If we can keep Todd from talking him into not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that.
Okay, let's do that soon.
What do we got back in the news?
Well, I got a couple here. How about the The Long Island woman who was kidnapped and imprisoned by her own family in the mistaken belief that she was controlled by a Zen Buddhist cult, police said yesterday.
She was actually controlled by a Den Buddhist cult.
It turns out she was just taking karate lessons?
Yeah. Barbara, well, no. Barbara Pinella, 26, a receptionist at the Thai Zen Defense School in Selden, was called outside the karate school Tuesday by her mother and dragged into a van by three men. Miss Pinella's employer,
I gotta do this.
Who said the family thought he and she were Zen Buddhists who lit candles and wore black robes at the school, but called that suggestion completely absurd.
Sounds like it.
And the detective said, to our knowledge, there was no cult. Well, meanwhile, they can't even find the whole family. She has not been seen since, and either has her mother, her father, and two brothers.
Oh, you mean they didn't get her back?
No, they got her, but they didn't take her home. I guess maybe they took her to, you know, a Red Roof Inn somewhere or something. I don't know.
Exactly. They took her to the Sizzlers.
Somewhere to
yikes.
Detox. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Well, so. More family news. Glendale, California, cemetery has agreed to pay $75,000 to a woman who sued because she said punk rockers were allowed to disrupt her daughter's funeral. The out-of-court settlement this week really closes the book on Francine Ross's 1982 lawsuit against Forest Lawn Memorial Park. Ah, the big one. The Woodland Hills woman claimed she suffered emotional distress after noisy punk rockers, as opposed to the real quiet kind, disrupted her daughter's funeral in 1981. Christiane Ross, 17, died of a drug overdose.
Pertaining to
Sir Doug Pintet.
She died of a drug overdose.
Her family blamed the death on the punk rockers the girl had befriended.
So they came to the funeral and, in a punk gesture, made loud, lascivious comments about how good the corpse looked?
No, I think they played music.
They played?
Right?
They jammed on it.
Doesn't say that.
They gave
boy.
Her a serenade.
This is WFMU East Orange, by the way.
Controversy rages, folks.
All right, we got the satellite, a rock and roll satellite set queued up.
We got the satellite hookup?
And since people keep asking for the dog style deluxe, even though we couldn't, you know, I ran off a whole bunch of them for the last hangover hop, and it must have been my breath because we didn't give them all away. So if you want one, this first record we got queued up is by a guy who went on to have a string of bad hit records with a group in the 70s, and you tell me who it is, and I'll send you a dog style. The phone number is area code 201-678-7743. And the dog style is the cassette of all the stuff too dirty to play on the radio.
Can we accept the guy or the name of this band or the name of the brand of beer that he was in a commercial for?
The guy or the band. The band is good enough, but, you know, as close as you can get, we'll send you one. Okay, let's get to the satellite.
Let's hope the Times guy doesn't have a cellular phone because he's heard the answer
already. Let's get this genius on the air. He hung up.
Chicken.
Yeah. All right, kick it off.
Well, my great-granddaddy had a horse and a buggy. My granddaddy had one, too. My daddy got him an automobile. But you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon. Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon. Well, if I seem just a little out of pocket, can't find me no plea. I tie my mail to a high-flying rocket that drifts to outer space. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon. And I fill my tank, my fingers on the switch. The man in the tower hollered, blast off, Ray, and I landed in the ditch. I'm gonna build me a satellite.
and rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon.
We have a wiener, folks. We have a wiener.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Zoom, zoom. Satellite.
Well, a Lincoln and a Cadillac is all right. But have you seen my new satellite? Oh, you can crank up and get downtown. I'll be in New York sitting down in my
satellite.
Mm-hmm. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Well, I left the earth about 12 noon. But 12 o'clock I was approaching the moon. The moon men, they were having a rock and roll ball. When I passed by, you'd have heard them squall. Whoa, 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 satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride satellite. As I left the moon, I put on speed. I got more power than I'll ever need. From Mars to Pluto, it's just a little hot. That is, if you're riding in what I got. Whoa, whoa, satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Whoa. Around in the atmosphere, I run up on the button with the dog in the rear. I said, look at dog, is everything all right? He says, ah, but where'd you get that satellite? Oh, oh, satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Well, I got time to ride and round the space. I begin to feel a little like place. I put my satellite in the reverse. I shot back down to the good green earth. Satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite.
We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown. Take away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Long satellite, long to the zoo. We're going for the way we're going to the moon. We got a satellite rock. We're a satellite roll. Rock all day, rock all night, got the launching eyes, satellite rock, satellite rock, horse race, rock it up and go. Where's the great big moon, spinning it fly,
oh yeah,
step it up or get left behind. Rock all night, you're launching eyes for satellite, satellite rock, where satellite roll. All the race is on, we've got to rock it up and go. Thank you. belongs tonight.
Handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Bentinck-Moles of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching his saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Listen, young dove, don't cry. You want to catch me satellite from the sky. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Oh, well, listen, young dove, I'm going to fly as a fly. You want to catch me satellite from the sky. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Go now. Young dove calling, but I can't fly high. Young dove calling, but I can't fly high. Where, listen, young dove, I'm gonna fly so high. I'm gonna catch me satellite from the sky. Young dove calling. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Well, listen, young dove, I'm gonna fly so high. I'm gonna snatch me a satellite from the sky. You won't fly.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, there you go. Our satellite rock and roll set. WFMU East Orange, by the way. We're rocking ours. It's a cough drop. I don't know. What do you call these, Sal?
What kind of them
honeybees. Honeybees. Rocking ours. Going to snatch me a satellite. Little Ernest Tucker on the Fortune label gonna get me a satellite. The Rebel Airs, Satellite Rock. Jesse Belvin, My Satellite. And our trivia question, Ray Sawyer, Rockin' Satellite. Ray Sawyer, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Excellent.
We had one winner, Gary Fell. Congratulations, you have a dog style coming to you in the mail.
Gary, I don't know whether that's because you're real smart or you're real dumb. You know what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Anyway, Den seems very fascinated by something in the new release.
Well, we can do this in the appropriate style. The Laurie's clothing update for today is as follows.
Oh, boy.
Laurie, could you just sort of step into the doorway for a second there?
Even Mr. Memory, right? Bruch can't get the whole thing in one...
Well, what we have is a matching silver metal flake boot and vest ensemble. Seasonal red tights, a red Hoboken Exterminator t-shirt, black
sleeveless.
Short shorts, and the excellent, sleeveless, and the excellent armadillo belt buckle.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent enough,
and
man.
Various
you look good.
Beads and chains.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Accoutrement. Accessories.
As a rock star should dress on a Saturday afternoon.
And waterproof, we've heard.
Really? But they're so stylish.
Laurie, are you going to play some of Carcass for your audience coming up?
It's a good name. I've always wanted to hear a band called Carcass.
Some tremendous song.
Den has a bass player called Carcass.
Den immediately grabbed the Carcass CD.
I love
and
the titles.
Yeah, the song titles are outstanding.
Some of those titles, Den.
Yeah, share, Den, share.
Malignant Defecation. Oxidized Razor Masticator.
Wow.
Pungent.
We call him Den.
Pungent Excruciation. Burnt to a Crisp. Very good. Feet Aside. That's a good one.
I like that one.
Excreted Alive. That might be.
I wish I thought of that.
So it's a, what you're saying is it's a concept CD?
Crepitated Bow Erosion. There's like
26 songs.
Cuts plus bonus tracks taken from from the Reek
Bonus
of Putrefaction album.
Mom's
Ooh.
Loving.
Contemporary Christian file under.
So stay tuned after the hound
for Carcass.
Well
if you in your face.
If you come over to the station now, you can listen to Laurie preview it and see whether it passes muster. In fact, if you come over to the station, would you bring a snowplow so we can get out of here?
And maybe some food.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, there's got to be somebody out there with a Jeep and a snowplow that lives and dies by this station.
Lord. You go, Laurie.
He's willing to come over, plow the place. He can meet Irwin while he's still downstairs.
Laurie, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Dressed for success. Anyway, we got a complaint from our boy Quine.
Said
last time we listened to the show there wasn't enough rockabilly, so I pulled out like five records.
Why doesn't he buzz off?
Because I like him. Oh. He's a good guy. But I pulled out five white records and we'll play them all in a row. Kind of like the Vom set of 1957.
There it is.
And speaking of great group names, it's not quite Carcass, but I've always been fond of Tommy Jim Beam and his Four Fifths.
Take it away, Tommy. Cheers.
Didn't mind to nothing like to love my little Jew. She can pour out a loving like a bottle of old wine and make a wedding man mine know that everything's fine. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew. Oh, well, my daddy tried to tell me that this one would have a life and that she'd be a charming girlfriend, but she'd make a lousy wife. Her girlfriend says she's different and she did her best. But daddy, you keep up with her just like playing dragnet. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew. A rubber man saw. She likes spending money and I got about eggs. I'm never working three shifts, I'm writing hot checks. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew. We'll be right back.
I've been working three shifts, I'm writing hot checks. Been on the line in college and school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Walking down the road with my head hanging low, I thought I heard my soldier say, "Johnny, comes my bow, go away from my door. I don't want you no more, 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 no more."
Oh, John, you kidding me? You just kidding me, that's all. Yeah.
As I was sitting in the jail, from the pen of peas, I thought I heard a runner come a rattling the keys, go away from my door. If you only ever leave you and you want her back, just call her like this, and 9 times out of 10 that woman will come in a run. Now listen to this.
Mama, 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 come to your daddy now.
That cat comes on like Godzilla. Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
banker just to raise a little money. But when he told me the requirements, well, I started feeling funny. He said, you gotta have a house, you gotta have a lot.
I ain't got a window and I ain't got a pot.
It takes a lot of long green to satisfy my honey.
If I could get my hands on some air folded money.
Well, I went to see the welfare man to try to get a pension. Cause now I was sorely pressed and I was needing some attention. He said, you don't qualify, you don't get a dime.
That's when I broke his jaw and that's why I'm doing time.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
Trying to get my hands on some air-folded money.
I got a letter from a lawyer in the city. He said, I'm glad that I found you, but it surely is a pity. Well, I hate to tell you now, but you rich ain't funny.
Pastor left a sack full of air-folded money.
Well, they read a last will, and brother, what a crime.
My nephew go to jail, will he do?
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
If I could get my hands on some air-folded money.
Shuffle the cards down there. 30 more days to go. Lay the air-folding on the table. 5, 10, 15. Flip that one.
And you can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
In my hometown where I was born, the clothes I got a rag and my shoes were born. In the plow the field, you saw the corn. You learned the news, rock and roll was born. Now rock, in the rocking shoes, yeah, rock the rock away. All the blues, and when the bluebird doesn't bring the news, there's a rock on the way in the rocking shoes. When I'm a rock, baby, rock and roll, way back. I first started rocking at the holy attack. I don't drive a sports car, a Cadillac.
Jungle.
Right.
Dennis is demonstrating the most physical movement I think I've ever seen him do.
The Roger Daltrey microphone technique.
Let's hear what it sounds like, Dan.
That probably doesn't sound too good.
I can't wait till it hits a piece of furniture.
Or me. Anyway, that's that sound.
Dan's listening. It's all. We're just kidding. Dan's not really doing that with the microphone.
These rented microphones.
Pardon me.
Yes?
We're on the radio.
Who are you?
I'm the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange.
Yeah, no question of that.
We just heard a whole set of that hedgehog hop that we love so much.
That Quine loves so much.
The Sparkle Tones, Cotton Picking Rocker. Tommy Blake, Folding Money. The Frets, Rockin' Baby. Bobby Lord, No More, No More, No More. And we opened up with Tommy Jim Beam and his four-fifths, Little Jewel.
His four-fifths.
Back to the microphone trick. Would anybody like to make a whole bunch of noise with their mic? Do it right now.
Guess not.
Okay.
So from the if that isn't bad enough desk, according to this scientist guy, war in the Persian Gulf that included burning oil wells could create a dark cloud over an area half the size of the United States and do as much environmental damage as a small nuclear war. Greatest threat would come from the burning of some of the 365 oil wells that are operating in Kuwait, said Abdullah Tukan, I guess Dr. Abdullah Tukan, scientific advisor to Jordan's King Hussein. The cloud of soot and smoke produced by the burning of millions of barrels of oil a day could create a phenomenon similar to nuclear winter, he said, lowering temperatures and creating a kind of acid rain that would destroy agriculture in the area.
Well, that's the idea. They want to counteract the global warming process. Kind of a big golf course effect, a big gloomy golf course
effect.
Biggest
damn golf course effect ever.
Settling over the Middle East.
Yeah. Well, they could use a little cool temperature.
To mention all the great terrorist activities that a place like New York gives possibilities to. You know, setting off all kinds of, you know, bombs in public places are always good.
Mm-hmm.
Car bombs, Bruce?
Boy, any 18-year-olds out there, just think that you'd probably get drafted, get sent off to a place where they don't even have women, get your legs blown off. Because a bunch of guys in suits are jawing away. Uh-huh.
How many members of Congress have a son or daughter over there? Two.
Two.
Out of what?
500 and something. Yeah.
Or something? Mm-hmm. Think about it.
But more important than that, President George Bush has a son in the oil business over there.
Hmm.
Another son in the savings and loan business over here.
Duh.
Can we move the borders of Canada south to include New York?
That'd be cool because we get health insurance and stuff.
I know.
It's a serious welfare state, and the beer's so much better.
Yeah, good beer, free medical care, and we don't have to go fight a big stupid war. Anyway.
It could be like the Hong Kong of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any more news? Miss Sally, you haven't done a news story all day.
Well, there was
except that one.
A man suspected of making 3,000 obscene phone calls over 24 years who's been arrested after he was staked out at a payphone.
3,000 over 24 years? That's
Anyway, Victor Herbert Gardner was arrested, charged with 39 counts, carrying a maximum penalty, of 3 years in prison and a $500 fine.
Uh-huh. But what they don't say is that he has to be imprisoned inside the payphone that they found him at.
Well, that would be good. The charges only covered the past year because of statute of limitations. Why don't we just do away with that law altogether anyway?
I think they should just... I like the caller identify, but only New Jersey has it. We can't get it in New York. It's a great thing.
Gardner was identified as the person responsible for frequent calls to a women's college, dormitories, and payphones near girls' schools for 24 years. The caller asked the women to undress and fondle themselves. Nice guy.
Does it say what kind of success rate he had?
No, but I'm sure, Bruce, you could do a little poll
survey
yourself.
The only time I ever personally got an obscene phone call, it was at a payphone. I got off a train out in, western New Jersey, and the phone booth rings. I pick it up, and there's a woman on the other end saying obscene things.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow, because I've gotten them at payphones, but it's always been from guys.
I got one.
You pick up a ringing
week.
Phone in the West Village, and it's always some guy looking out his window,
yeah.
You know?
Another one. Sally gets tons of them.
Really?
A guy
that
called
sucks.
Me up this week, and he goes, "Is your husband home?" You know, and on and on.
Yeah, cool it, buddy. Yeah.
Well, that sent the meters into the red.
That was strange.
We got some more records to play. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, Billy the Kid Emerson.
Well,
steaming towards the iceberg, huh?
Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, every woman I know has got to have an automobile. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. The walking women home is a thing of the past. The women wanna ride in class. Some like Cadillac, some like Ford, some like anything as long as it's in the road. Every mama I know is crazy about automobiles. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. nothing but rubber heels. They say riding and loving just can't be beat. You and your woman in your own front seat. She can play with your keys and she can shift your gears and turn on the radio just loud enough to hear. She can turn on the heat and flip on the fan. And then you start to roll and just stand to your head. And woman I know screams about automobiles. Yes, every woman I know screams about automobiles. Well, nothing but rubber heels. Well, everyone I know is crazy about automobiles.
Is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Well, I'm just out of school, like I'm real, real cool. Got a shake, got a jive, got the message that I gotta be alive. I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. I meet all the guys. I'm gonna meet all the chicks. Shiver and I shake it till I get on my kicks. Cause I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. Get me a chick. Cause that's a hole in my home. Shake it till the meter comes out of the phone. Cause I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. Let's go down. I'm real, real cool. Gotta shake, gotta jive. Got the message that I gotta be alive. I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. Dig me a chick. Now that's the whole of my home. Shake it till the meter comes out of the phone. Cause I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. Love me, honey. I'm a real wild child. Squeeze on my baby. I'm a real wild child. Come on over, darling. I'm a real wild child. Come and get me. I'm a real wild child. Well, I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
And corn dog on her toes.
You bangy, bangy.
She's built like a sailor.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
Red mud in her hair.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's a Watusie Lucy.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
With her lips so juicy.
She can't speak English. She won't learn how.
Belongs.
belongs to Papa. Ooh, Mau, Mau.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
She's got limber, limber lips.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang, you bang.
And corns all on her toes.
She's just 18 years and knows no fear. She's a two long spears and matching ears. If a boy's hold her, she won't object. Cause she's got her teeth wrapped around her neck. She's got gold on her waist, on her finger and feet. Look out! If she says you look good enough to eat, she runs like a deer, she swims like a shark. She walks, she rocks like a brother no was art.
Mama, you bang, me bang.
She's got limber, limber lip.
Mama, you bang, me bang.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bang, me bang.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang, me bang.
And corns all on her toes.
Mama, you bang, me bang.
She's built like a shed.
Mama, you bang, me bang.
Pray at mud in her head.
Mama, you bang, me bang.
She's a Watusi.
Mama, you bang, me bang.
With the lips so juicy.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
It's all right with you. Well, I kiss my baby, and it don't seem right. Too many people been holding her tight. Everybody loving my baby. Everybody is loving my baby. Everybody is loving my baby. But I mean, but don't you think? Well, I bought a Cadillac with my woman in style. Should have seen my money, but I get it on my head. Everybody loving my baby. Everybody is loving my baby. Everybody is loving my baby. But I mean, but don't you think? They got two more. Everybody is a loving my baby. But don't you see? Well, it worries me a lot. I don't understand when he said a woman all around would be bad. Everybody is loving my baby. Everybody is a loving my baby. Everybody is a loving my baby. Do it again, I want.
We've set up a 20-man committee to do away with this vulgar, animalistic, nigger rock and roll bop.
Rockin', boppin', rollin', elevator, rollin', rockin', boppin', rollin'.
next car.
Let me out!
Well, I'm an elevator operator in a department store. Man, I got the cats are stolen as they fall in and out the door.
Ah, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Meanwhile, back at his feet.
Right, this is the hound. Oh, no, what do we hear there? The Rays, elevator operator. Charlie Feathers, he's still alive, right?
Last I heard, yeah.
Slowly rotting of cancer, everybody loving my baby. The Four Sounds, Mama You Bangy Bangy. Johnny O'Keefe, Real Wild Child. And Billy the Kid Emerson, Every Woman I Know is Crazy About an Automobile.
Me included.
Sally included. And,
I'm crazy about every automobile except the one that we drive out here in.
I like it when I'm driving it. I hate it sitting in the back.
Human being in the back seat.
Really?
Anyway.
That Vulcan mind meld.
Rice rocket to Russia.
Getting back to the neighborhood characters desk.
Oh,
well,
boy.
On one hand, we have guys like Daniel Rakowitz who walk around with chickens and skin Swiss girls. And on the other hand, we got this guy, Curtis Silwa, a little Nazi
Sliwa.
Guardian youth running around. He lives right on the couple of blocks away from me. Anyway, there's a quote here from his Guardian Angels National Director Lisa Silwa, his wife.
Sliwa, hound.
Sliwa?
Say it like it reads.
Sliwa. When asked in June whether she married Curtis for love, she said, quote unquote, "Absolutely not. You've seen him. Look at him. I mean, he needs to be thrown in front of a couple of open fire hydrants and deloused. There's no way it would be love. It was for the organization."
Oh, man. Stand by your
maybe
man.
Maybe a little cash, too.
Yeah.
Ooh,
cold-blooded, huh?
You gonna take that, Curtis? You remember when one of those Nickelback guys on East 10th Street like gave her a hard time, like, you know, made suggestive advances towards her?
I think kick his head in or something, right?
I think she slapped him around a little, and then a bunch of guys came back and like beat the tar out of him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, she's a model now.
She was always a
model.
Curtis ought to be the model.
Before she was a guardian angel. Yeah.
The T-shirt on the button-down shirt look is so great.
With the tie underneath it, yeah. Anyway, if we have nothing else in the news, do we? Sal, you got one? No.
No.
Let's get back to the fertility rights of the jungle.
Okay.
Good.
Ted Humphries.
Yeah, we can play some records,
that
too.
That guitar picking fool.
Hello there, sweetie. Do you like the guitar? Well, listen to this. Twing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-loo, and away she flew. Guitar picking fool. She flew. Played 10 hot notes, 10 more holler. But the ting-a-ling-a-ling was a thing that got her. A guitar picking fool. Stole my gal from me. A guitar picking fool. Stole my gal from me. He played wang bang, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-loo, and away she flew. He played high, he played low. Put his guitar over his head and he played some more. A guitar picking fool stole my gal from me. A guitar picking fool stole my gal from me. He played wang bang, chang-a-ling-a-ling, chang-a-ling-a-loo, and away she flew. It took my gal and it carried her off. A guitar picking fool stole my gal from me. A guitar picking fool stole my gal from me. He played wang dang, twang-a-lang-a-lang, twang-a-lang-a-loo, and away she flew.
You're a groovy boy.
I'd like to strap you on sometime.
Good night, y'all. Oh, it's morning, ain't it? Boy, I sure feel nice.
Yeah, you're going to feel better now when you get up and step here.
Man, wonder what he would do to her when he get up there.
I don't know what he going to do, but I sure know what I would do.
Knock her down to the ground.
Down.
Throw that ground. Told you, baby, when you left here early last night.
No, how
far
no planning.
Come on, baby, come on and tell me the truth.
Tell
you
step
and
no talent.
Thank you.
Dick Man. You're on an eco trip.
Baby,
out back in the jungle.
Well,
folks at home could have seen that.
Yeah. That was Clear Waters, Eddie Clear Waters to you, Hillbilly Blues. We heard Roy Brown and Slow Down Little Eva. Royal Earl and the Swingin' Cools, Talking Guitar, Parts 1 and 2. The Orbits, Knock Her Down, and we opened up with Ted Humphries and Guitar Pickin' Fool. So ends another Hound show. I'd like to thank the entire assembled radio family, a rare occasion. Miss Sally. Did a good job sewing your coat back together. Denois, elapsed time in one cup of coffee, 2.5 hours.
No kidding.
Il Bruch.
Folks, look for four people posing just like Pete Rose in the New York Times in a few weeks or two.
Yeah. And that's about it. Happy birthday to Wild Girl again. And we'll be back next week. Laureus is up next, WFMU East Orange. And we leave you with the Wombat Twist.
Twist.
Let's do the Wombat Twist. This twisting chick, my way out mind started to tick. I knew my mind would be like glad when this chick would twist up to my pad. I said, say, Dad, dig over there. That twisting chick with the sweet like hair. He said, I flew you in on that. She lives in the village, she's twisting wombat.
Wombat, 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 twisting wombat.
I directed my earth hands across the street. My mind was like bongos with a twisting beat. Along came a bus and it ran me flat. So I never got to meet that chick wombat. Now I'm in Beatnik Happy Hunting Ground, where the twisting chicks are all around. When I got hit, wombat ran to see. The bus backed up, now she's here with me.
Wombat, 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 twisting wombat.
Other way, well, bop up here and twist with us. Just step in front of the next big bus.
WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM.
I never beat the chocolate.